This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden visited Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre, a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction of a black community that left 300 people dead and 10,000 homeless after 2 days of violence. Until recently, the Tulsa race riot was a little-known event in U.S. history, even as the country struggles with racial and economic divisions in the present. Earlier, the White House said the government will pump new money into programs to expand home ownership and support small business ownership in communities of color. But questions remain regarding the massacre over whether to pay reparations and how much. Do the remaining survivors and descendants of the Tulsa massacre victims and how to search the unmarked suspected burial grounds for those killed? Biden's visit coincided with the opening of a new museum to chronicle the events. Representatives of warring parties in Afghanistan are set to return to the negotiating table in Qatar this week to discuss, among other pressing issues, a de-escalation in the Afghan violence as international forces continue to withdraw from the conflict-torn country. Highly placed official sources in neighboring Pakistan told VOA the Islamabad-brokered peace meeting between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators will begin Thursday in the Qatari capital, Doha. Afghan officials have confirmed members of their negotiating team left for Doha Tuesday, but they did not discuss when that team will meet with Taliban negotiators. A Taliban spokesman told VOA no exact date has been set for the meeting, but maintains his group has always been ready to join the process whenever it begins. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval for the use of a Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccine for adults 18 and older. The UN Health Agency approved a vaccine Tuesday made by Sinovac Biotech. It's a Chinese biopharmaceutical company. It was the second time the WHO approved a vaccine made by a Chinese company on an emergency basis. The WHO's decision makes another vaccine available for use in poorer countries through COVAX. That's an international program headed by the World Health Organization that distributes vaccines to developing nations, many of them impoverished and unable to afford vaccine supplies. COVAX's distribution efforts have been slowed after its largest vaccine supplier in India said it was forced to stop supplying vaccines until the end of the year because of sharp rises in infections in its own country. Last month, the agency approved for emergency use a vaccine made by Sinopharm, a Chinese state-owned pharmaceutical company. Other vaccines approved on an emergency basis by WHO were made by AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer-BioNTech. A man in eastern China has contracted what might be the world's first human case of the H10N3 strain of bird flu. But the risk of large-scale spread is low, according to the government on Tuesday. The 41-year-old man in Jiangsu Province, northwest of Shanghai, was hospitalized April 28th and is in stable condition, according to the National Health Commission on its website. No human case of H10N3 has been reported elsewhere, according to the commission. The organizers of Grand Slam tennis tournaments released a statement Tuesday expressing concern for top player Naomi Osaka after she withdrew from the French Open, saying she would not do the required post-match media interviews. The statement said the organizers, quote, as a community, will continue to improve the player experience at our tournaments, including as it relates to media. But it included no word about any policy changes, nor an apology to Osaka, who said she is beset by crippling anxiety when speaking to the media. Her decision sparked discussion on social media, with many of her supporters, sponsors, and fellow athletes commending her decision to withdraw from the tournament to prioritize her mental health. While many supporters lauded Osaka for her courage, other athletes said tournament organizers should not have let the matter escalate. In her statement, Osaka called some of the rules on players' obligations to the media quite outdated in parts. She said she'd be willing to work with organizers to rethink those rules. Once again, you can keep up on the news at our website, voanews.com. Download our mobile app to any of your devices. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton at VOA News.